Exciting times in the Public Works Department as well, as we saw last, what did that come out on Monday's paper? The administration has obviously shown what they wanted to do and think that's going to be best. Mick Renhuizen has been on here to help us talk about how the new solid waste and recycling service system is going to work. But we've got a lot of questions that we've seen in letters to the editor. We've seen you've probably seen in your inbox and on message boards about how all this is going to work. So let's put together a committee to figure it all out, and we wanted to go right to you and tell us what is going to happen here and let us know how people can get involved in making it work, because we know it's going forward. We know it has to get better and modernized, and that's where you guys come in.
Absolutely. The key word there is modernized. We use a very antiquated model of trash and recycling and yard waste pickup, for that matter, and we know we need to modernize. Three main reasons we're doing that. Employee wellness, number one. This antiquated system is really tough on our employees. They're picking up every bag of trash, every carton of recycling, and manually loading that, so we need to change that. Second, we've got an aging group of vehicles that need replacement, and so why replace them with something that's not modern? And then third, just a smarter, better way of doing all of this. So we want to be more efficient, and we want to make the system work for everyone, including our employees and the end users and the community members. So three main reasons there. As you mentioned, we put together the Sanitation Modernization Advisory Committee. And, you know, to be clear on one thing, the administration's intent is to move forward with an automated system. You know, we've asked council for approval to bond for money to purchase trucks and carts. We got that approval. You know, we're waiting to do any purchasing until we get through the full process of vetting the entire program, and but you know, the intent is certainly to move forward with this automated system, and you know, we're getting a lot of feedback, some good, some bad, but we're moving forward, and we know we need to modernize. That's the key.
And first of all, nobody likes change, so you have to deal with that to start with on there. But when you move it forward, what other communities that we know that we mentioned that you've mentioned that you're looking other places for answers? What are you hoping to see in other similar communities? Are you looking to see it monetary structure? Are you looking to see at what exactly are you trying to find in that research?
We're looking at several things. So, yeah, monetary structures. How much are other places charging per household? How much, you know, literally, how much are they charging? How are they operating it? Are they doing weekly recycling pickup? Are they doing every other week recycling pickup? What kind of trucks are they using? You know, we're looking and reaching out to our communities we're friends with here locally to see what kind of trucks they're using, and which ones have worked well, which ones haven't worked well, you know, and then what pitfalls, what are the things we need to think about that they experience that we want to watch out for. And the number one thing we keep hearing from communities like Columbus, Indiana, or South Bend, or Terre Haute, or any number of communities here in Indiana, and we're even looking beyond Indiana to what we call our peer communities that are, as Mr. Boland likes to say, college-driven metros, places where a university really is an economic driver and a driver of the community, and how they're doing it. And so looking at all those various things, and but again, a number one that we're hearing from them is education. Make sure you're putting the information out on why you're wanting to do it, how you plan to do it, and do that for months and months before you go to implementation, because it's a big change, as you said, and sometimes change can be difficult.
How can these people get involved in the task force, and what is your task force timeline? And so obviously that's got to be coming up somewhat soon.
The advisory committee's meeting, we had our first meeting last Thursday, and we'll meet probably every other week going forward here. We got the holidays coming up, so that'll be tough for scheduling and such. But we're going to have a couple public input sessions. You know, we've heard from folks that want to offer input onto what we're doing and how we're doing it. So, you know, I'll expect that we'll make an announcement here in the next week or so about a public input session here before Thanksgiving. And then we'll probably do another public input session between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Make those, you know, probably right after the work hours, get out and do it in a public setting and hear from folks. You know, we'll probably take a few minutes to explain exactly what we're talking about right now, why and what and how we want to do things, and offer some folks some input. You know, one thing we've heard from the number one concern we've heard from several folks is that, hey, I only put out trash once a month, and I pay $2 for that one sticker. And, you know, the thing about that glass is we know there are folks out there like that. But
In the last time I mailed a letter was?
Right.
Well, that's kind of the argument you have to make. We all want our mail delivered, but we don't always use it.
Right. So, you know, the folks that are saying they only do one bag of trash per month and such, we know they're out there, but we also know the vast, vast majority of our customers and our the members of this community put out trash weekly and sometimes multiple barrels, you know, multiple cans weekly.
It all evens itself.
It does. And
same thing is, the other point would be from your angle, right? If you only take a shower once a week, I mean, your water bill is still your water bill, right?
Right, and you know that's one thing the committee's looking at right now is should there be a baseline service delivery fee that everybody pays, just a very baseline fee, whether or not they're using the system every week or once every other week, and that's something we're discussing. You know, I don't know what the committee, where they'll exactly shake out on that issue, but it's certainly something we're looking at.
So this is not an opt-in program. Everybody will be involved in this?
You know, there won't be an opt-out. If you're a single-family house, the plan right now is that there won't be an opt-out option. If you're a single-family household or an apartment complex less than 4 units, and you're on the city water, and you're not in a private neighborhood, we do have a few of those, you'll be part of the system, you know. And so that's the current plan, and we don't expect that's going to change in terms of an opt-in or opt-out.
Unless you can make a compelling argument at one of these meetings.
Yes, well, of course, you know, if there's reason for something to be considered, we certainly will. But, you know, since the early 80s, it's been the case that, you know, you can't hire a private hauler to pick up your trash unless you're approved by the Board of Public Works for some special reason to do so.
I think the million-dollar question, though, and I've asked Mick Renheisen this, and I just want to refresh it with you because some people don't listen every day, and that's completely understandable. Why is the city in the trash business? I think that's
why are
one.
We in,
that's,
why are yeah. we in the trash? Well, you know, we've always been in the trash business, and we want to keep that local control on things such as pricing and service delivery and customer service. And so, you know, we explored some privatization options. It wasn't something that we thought was best for Bloomington. You know, we've got a great local workforce here at the city that have done this for many, many years. I'll tell you, Glass, there's several employees at the sanitation division that have been there for over 15, 20 years.
Wow.
These are dedicated folks. They have hard jobs, and we want to make that a little easier on them.
I understand it, my friend, and I wanted to give you some time this morning to get your message out. I'd like to be in touch with you as this process goes on. And one thing that's interesting, whatever your commission finds, it's not nobody has to go with it, right? You are just a complete advisory role in all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, before we're able to move forward with any type of implementation, we've got to go back to the city council and update city code and return
right.
in terms of how we administer this system. You know, we'll have to change city code in regards to we're on a sticker system now, and we'd like to move towards a utility build system. So,
yeah, you can't just do that because you feel like it. That's got to go through the proper channels, jump through the...
Absolutely, right. And as a good public servant I like to consider myself, we will certainly go through all the proper channels and offer plenty of opportunities for input.
Where's the easiest way to follow along if I want more information, to see what meeting times are, to see when commissions are going to meet, or how can I get my comments to you?
Sure. So the City of Bloomington's website is always a number one for information. And specifically to this, if you do bloomington.in.gov/sanitation-modernization, there's a whole slew of information up there, what we know, what we don't know, FAQs, et cetera. And then folks are free to reach me at my email address. It's my last name, Wason, W-A-S-O-N, A for Adam, at bloomington.in.gov.
Perfect.
And if they'd like to call, 349-3410.
Perfect. And if you call 34934 anything, just ask for Wason and they'll transfer.
And they'll transfer, yes.
That's very convenient. Yeah. It always works. We're going to put that all up on our Facebook page at WGCL Radio so people can share it with their friends. Get involved, make your voices heard, get all the people's opinions you can, and hopefully we'll find a really good solution. And I will be in touch with you because obviously this means a lot to a lot of people. So we will have you back on to update the process and see how it's going.
Anytime you'd like.
You are the best. We appreciate your time as always.
Oh, no, you're the best.
Adam Wason, the Director of Public Works for the City of Bloomington.